We'll call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
There are none, thank you.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as presented. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the November 3rd, 2022 meeting.
And Mr. Chairman, unless there are any changes or corrections, they would be as circulated.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as circulated.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 3rd, 2022 meeting as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. The public comment period is your opportunity to come and chat with us for up to 3 minutes about anything you would like, provided that it is related to the Planning and Zoning Commission's duties and roles, and that it is not about any specific application. So it would have to be a general comment about procedure or ordinances or that have to do with the Planning and Zoning Commission, and you'll have 3 minutes to speak. So who would like to go first? Okay, I don't see anyone. Operator, is there anyone standing by electronically that would like to make a public comment? Make sure we have an operator.
Yes. They were having some issues.
Bruce, there's the card. All right, we thank you. Okay then, moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is Americana Bayside MRRPC Freeman Arts Pavilion Revised Parking Plan.
This is a revised parking plan to reorient the parking aisle in the large parking lot adjacent to the existing Freeman Arts Pavilion. Accommodating this change will allow patrons to move east to west through the lot and then queue along the existing sidewalk that runs along Americana Parkway. A copy of the previously approved final site plan has been provided as part of the commission's paperless packet. The commission last reviewed and approved these plans at their meeting of Thursday, November 12, 2020 for temporary use to accommodate patrons under CDC guidelines. The plan shows the limits of the parking lot to be identical to that of the previously approved plan, with the only change to the plans being the reoriented drive aisles. The proposed parking lot holds 346 spaces, while the previously approved lot held 332. Therefore, the proposed orientation yields an increase of 14 spaces. The revised parking plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. These are tax parcels, District 533, Map 19, Parcel 36.01, 864, 866, 881, and 990. The zoning district is MRRPC, medium density residential plan community.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the revised parking plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC Freeman's Art Pavilion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised parking plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC Freeman Arts Pavilion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is a subdivision 2021-02, the Estuary Phase 4. This is subdivision 2005-64 and 2019-06, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for a cluster subdivision to consist of 116 single-family lots and improvements to include private roads, open space, and amenities, and amenities to include a clubhouse, in-ground pool, gazebo, mail kiosk, and related parking areas. The proposal is a revision to a previously approved 665-lot major cluster subdivision, the Estuary Subdivision 2005-64 and 2019-06, and is a net increase of 18 lots, bringing the total number of lots within the subdivision to 683 lots, and adds three parcels containing 3.6 acres to the subdivision for a total of 476.57 acres, more or less. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, August 26, 2021. The properties are located on the north and south sides of Miller's Neck Road, Sussex County Road 364A, approximately 0.54 miles southeast of Double Bridges Road, Sussex County Road 363. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Though the proposal is not a residential planned community, a master phasing plan has also been included with a submittal due to the size of the subdivision to ensure compliance with original conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 21, Parcel 11 and 11.12, and District 134, Map 21, Parcels 10 and 10.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the final subdivision plan 2021-02, the Estuary Phase 4, 2005-64, and 2009-06.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2021-02, the Estuary Phase 4. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Yellow Metal LLC revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the construction of four 2,400 square foot pole buildings, with each building having its own 14,450 square foot yard space. Each building or unit is proposed to have a 6-foot fence and gate and its own access. Included in the plan is the proposal for a stormwater management pond, which will be located on the east side of the main accessway. One 30-foot access easement and two 60-foot access easements have been designed to serve the proposed improvements. The existing entrance from Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, will be utilized. Additionally, a parcel consolidation plan will be necessary, and this will be achieved through a separate parcel consolidation plan. So staff note the parcel consolidation wouldn't really be a part of this request necessarily. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, Tax Parcels District 135, Map 16, Parcels 17 and 70, and District 135, Map 11, Parcel 31. The zoning is C1, General Commercial, and staff are awaiting agency approvals and request final by staff.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the revised final site plan for Yellow Metal LLC with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for Yellow Metal LLC with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Twin Cedars GRRPC. This was change of zone number 1942, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a residential planned community to consist of 254 dwellings, including approximately 168 multifamily apartments, 44 multifamily townhomes, 42 single-family lots, and proposed amenities to include a clubhouse, pool, walking paths, and a tot lot. At their meeting of Tuesday, September 14th, 2021, the Sussex County Council approved a change of zone for the parcel through change of zone 1942 from a general commercial district, C1, commercial residential district, CR1, and general residential district to the general residential planned community designation. The change was approved through ordinance number 2797. The property is located on the south side of Zion Church Road, Route 20, approximately half a mile northwest of Baird Road, Sussex County Road 384. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 42. The zoning is GRRPC, General Residential District, Residential Planned Community, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Final by staff?
No.
This is an RPC. Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the revised or the preliminary site plan for Twin Cedars GR RPC change of zone 1942.
Second.
With upon receipt of all agency approvals.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Twin Cedars GR RPC change of zone number 1942. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 17-39. The Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 3 Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for the establishment of a proposed 6,067 square foot more or less clubhouse, 2,210 square foot more or less in-ground pool, concrete seating area, walking path, relating parking and other site improvements. The final site plan for Phase 3 of the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 27, 2018, which included the provision of a means of interconnectivity to the parcel to the north as previously requested by the commission and featured a placeholder for the proposed amenities. The property is located on Merlot Drive within the existing Vineyards at Nassau Valley residential community. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 152.06. The zoning is C1 General Commercial District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Where is the interconnectivity, the parking lot? Where that? I mean, they talked about it, but I wasn't.
It's not in plan.
It's not in plan view.
No.
Okay, that's what I was. It was throwing me off because I'm like, brought up, but where is it? Okay, yeah. But it is there.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I need to know. All right, make a motion to approve the amenities plan for S1739, the Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 3.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the amenities plan, thank you, for site plan number 17-39, the Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is site plan 22-39, Southern Delaware Medical Center LLC, conditional use number 2316, preliminary site plan and landscape plan.
This is a preliminary site plan and landscape plan for Southern Delaware Medical Center LLC, CU 2316, for the construction of a two-story, 31,600 square foot building for medical and professional uses and other site improvements. At their meeting of Tuesday, September 27, 2022, the Sussex County Council approved a conditional use for multiple parcels through CU 2316 for the use of a medical and professional office space. The change was adopted through ordinance number 2888. Property is located on the southeast side of Shady Road, Route 276, 0.14 mile northeast of the intersection of Shady Road and Plantation Road. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The applicant also requests relief from the off-street loading requirements and requests for 25 parking spaces to be permitted within the front yard setback. Tax parcels District 334, Map 6, parcels 511.02, 511.06, and 513. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
For some reason, I couldn't read that this one wouldn't come up on my, I don't know what. That is the interconnectivity that they're proposing on the right-hand side of the...
Correct. There's a cross-access easement, but this parking space is right in front of the easement. So if the commission were concerned about obstruction there, we could ask for those to be removed and or some verbiage put on the plan to cover that in the event the adjoining parcel interconnects.
Yes. If it needs, we have connection, then yes, they can get rid of those. But the landscape plan had trees there as well. So
because this is a preliminary site plan, we could ask for the final to be more clear about that, because you're correct, those trees would have to be removed
for interconnectivity. I will approve it with the provision that they make the interconnectivity more accessible or available or
correct.
showing up.
If I'm not mistaken, the parking is exactly the amount of parking spaces required too. So if we are taking away parking spaces, would that mean that you would like we would have to relieve them from that as well?
The commission has the ability, that's a good point, to waive the parking requirements. It sounds like what you're saying sort of, I think there's, right now they're meeting the parking requirements. It's only if and when that adjacent property is developed
right.
would those two spaces be lost. So I think that motion's fine, but that's a good point though. it's good to know that they're right at it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Then I will make a motion to approve the preliminary, wait a minute, what am I doing? The preliminary site plan and landscape plan for S2239 Southern Delaware Medical Center LLC, conditional use 2316, with the provision that the final show where and the interconnectivity is, or have it explained where
correct.
The interconnectivity
reserve,
is? Reserve.
The, yeah, reserve for future connection in the event the parcel next door is developed.
Okay, thank you.
And we can make this final by commission as well to bring it back for,
yeah, that's good.
For review. So, yeah.
Yes.
Second.
Moved and seconded to grant preliminary approval to the preliminary site plan and landscape plan, site plan 22-39, Southern Delaware Medical Center LLC, conditional use number 2316, with the provisions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is site plan number 22-35, Dartmouth Drive Storage Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a four-story, 74,999 square foot storage building. The plan does include landscaping, parking, and other site improvements. The property is located on the northwest corner of Coastal Highway and Dartmouth Drive. The revised preliminary plan does comply with the Sussex County Zoning Code, tax parcels District 334, Map 6, Parcel 63.03, the zoning C1 General Commercial, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve.
I'm sorry, Kim, you have
what's the height restriction in C1?
42 feet.
Okay, it's right. Because when it said 42, but then it said four stories, and I was like, I don't know anything that's four stories around it. So that's but if it's at the, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the revised preliminary site plan for S22-35 Dartmouth Drive Storage.
Final by staff.
Pardon me?
You want final by staff?
Final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for site plan number 22-35 Dartmouth Drive Storage with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is a Lands of Yoder minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for lands of for the creation of one parcel that's proposed to consist of 1.336 acres more or less and be located off a 50-foot access easement. The residual land will consist of 1.29 acres more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission previously approved a three-lot minor subdivision for this parcel of land at their meeting of Thursday, June 9th, 2022. This plan proposes one additional lot to be located off the existing easement. The property is located on the west side of St. Johnstown Road, Sussex County Road 600. The plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcel is District 430, Map 5, Parcel 23. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regards to Lands of Yoder, I move for approval of a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for Lands of Yoder with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is Lands of Tony Floyd, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for lands of Tony Floyd for the subdivision of a 5.066 acre parcel into three lots, including residual. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.346 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 2.312 acres more or less, and the residual land will contain 1.408 acres more or less. Proposed lots one, two, and the residual land shall have combined access from an ingress egress access easement located on the northeast side of Oak Orchard Road, Route 5. The plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcels District 234, Map 29, Parcel 274. The zoning's AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of Tony Floyd with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Tony Floyd with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Lock Haven minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 125.8-acre parcel into five lots, including the residual lands. Proposed lot one will consist of 2.81 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 2.35 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.99 acres, more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 36.49 acres, more or less, and the residual lands will contain 81.84 acres, more or less. Lots one and two will have combined access from the northwest side of Round Pole Bridge Road, Sussex County Route 257. Lot three and the residual lands will have access, combined access on the northwest side of Round Pole Bridge Road. Proposed lot four will have access off a 50-foot ingress-egress easement, also located on the northwest side of Round Pole Bridge Road. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 15, Parcel 34. The zoning's AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Am I supposed to just go with this or pretend that I don't know they're coming with a major later, or?
Well, this is the only thing that's on.
Okay, because I mean, then we have to say, then I have to say, make sure they have a plan in place for how, who's going to take care of the access roads and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there would be, and staff would require that for the access road back to the end.
Correct.
Okay, and because this is a minor, all of the stuff that we worried about in the past with the land, the soils, that was what that extra stuff was we got today that we don't have to worry about.
Well,
yes, please do.
Yeah, so with a minor subdivision, staff would not ask for a full soil feasibility study. For a major subdivision where it's served by on-site septic, we would. Because this is a minor, we wouldn't ask for it. That being said, the applicant did submit a technical support letter, which was included in your supplemental packet. And that letter did assist in clarifying some of the lot numbering issues. And I think we know the lot at the back has been through the review process, and we have data for that. I think there was some confusion as to the numbers. And there was additional technical information about why these ones in the front are the most suitable places on the site for a septic. Because of the level of technical detail, I did ask the applicant's engineer to be here to answer any potential questions, should there be any questions of a more technical nature. So
that was, I don't have any more technical, maybe I'm too stupid to know what the question would be to ask, but.
But we absolutely, in any final stamped plan, we absolutely would require the applicant to be clear about who maintains the easements and the access, because there's not to say that anything further may or may not come forward. So we treat this as just a minor and make sure that this drawing is sufficiently clear by itself. So.
Okay. And then if a major comes in, then we can ask for a new soil feasibility study to make up for the ones that, you know, I mean, it's 20 years old or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that would stand on its own right, but
okay, but this, so this one we're good to go with what they've got and everything's in place,
and this doesn't set any precedent for anything else.
Thank you very much. That was my other unasked question. Make a motion to approve lands of Lock Haven Farms minor subdivision of a 50-foot easement with final approval to be made by staff on the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Lock Haven with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay. Moving on to old business. We